Now, the government is planning to boost spending on scientific research and innovation by more than $1 billion by 2030. The decision comes as the Research, Science and Innovation Minister, Dr. Aishavirao, unveils a white paper on reform of the science system. Current expenditure on scientific research is 1.6% of GDP and will increase to 2% between 2023 and 2030. The funding will go towards government research priorities such as climate change. Dr. Virrell is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, so is this a signal that in future the government will pick the priorities of what to invest in more in future?
We do need to make sure that our science system is future-focused and that we're geared for the big challenges that our country faces. And that's, for example, issues like climate change, environmental degradation, and the complex health and social problems that we face that undermine our well-being. We already have an established system of mission-led science in New Zealand, which is the science that we do set priorities and direct. That's through things like the National Science Challenges and also through the Crown Research Institute.
Well, those national science...
What we're saying, though, is that we are not focused enough in that space to really operate at the scale required to address big challenges like climate change. We have about 44 different entities that report within the RSI portfolio on these goals and a variety of different strategies.
Okay.
We're really going to need to focus and organise ourselves.
I understand your point, but will the National Science Challenges remain?
The National Science Challenges are set to wind up in at the end of 2023-24, and we need to take a stock take and see how we can better use that approach of focusing on big challenges and transition them into these research priorities.
I saw one, I think it was Sean Hendy, I can't remember, but someone had mentioned in an article on this issue that the National Science Challenges, that way of doing things, had meant they would ended up not investing in climate change. Is that a reason why you have tried to adjust this system or want to?
Look, that is one of the issues. There have been notable important things left out in the mechanism we use to set the National Science Challenges, and it's just, climate change is such an important threat, not just in terms of understanding the science of it, but also in terms of transitioning our economy.
I mean, I suppose people might argue on the other side of this, Dr. Virrell. They might say, look, science is science, and that the research will go where it goes. You don't want to be too prescriptive. You might miss some opportunity in some blue skies area that you hadn't thought of. Is there a danger of that?
Oh, I certainly think we want a balance between our ability to do blue skies research and our ability to drive research towards incredibly important missions. And it's important to know that this isn't, we're not looking at changing the important ability of investigators to apply through our investigator-led funds like Marsden, HRC, Endeavour and so on. So that ability for someone who's got a good idea to apply for government funding to test it will still be there. It'll still be a really important part of our system. We have to keep that balance.
I mean, how do you prevent the future government? Does it have to be political? Because you end up with decisions that might benefit certain industries or certain sectors at the advantage or disadvantage of others. So how do you prevent this from becoming overly political?
So that's what we're working through now, and I think it is really important that we strike a balance there between making sure we're focused on the things that matter as well as making sure that individual interests can't hold too big a sway. And that's the work we've got to do. However, I'll just look back and say that the national science challenges set by the national government still were on very important things. And I think it is possible to achieve a level of consensus across the system about what these priorities are by and large.
Dr. Aishavirao, thank you very much for your time. This white paper on the future of science and investments